Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Carl Martin.
All right, Carl. Let's tell people where we are.
Athens, Georgia. We're currently in the lobby of Cine, which is Athens Art House Movie Theater.
And you and your firm did some of the architectural work here, right?
We did. We did collaborative work. We led the design team and had some great collaborators. We had a great AV guy, James Bond, out of Chicago, who did an extraordinary job.
There's definitely some type of little espionage thing that... Did you do any screenings of a 007 film that night?
Not that night. Not opening night. But we have had a couple of Bond. And actually, we may do a little Bond series coming up. He's pretty hot these days.
Have James back for that.
That's a great idea. The cinema was founded by Brigida Hahngartner, who bought the building and put in the Art House Theater because she really felt there was a huge need for an art house cinema in Athens. It was the one thing she felt like was really lacking. So of her own volition, she put it together and her own money. And since she's moved out of town and sort of left it in the hands of a board, it's a very altruistic gift to Athens Clark County, which is an extraordinary thing for any community. But particularly, we feel very lucky to have it.
Absolutely, I'm super generous. Was this one of the historic theaters, or was this brand new?
This was brand new. The building existed, probably built in 1948. It was when we had it, or when we got it, to turn it into this particular incantation, it was a tire recapping facility.
It's really interesting because you have some great theaters here, like the Morton Theater as an example. This, you know, in my travels and visits to Athens, I always thought was a historic theater. So you all really did a great job with the design, making it, you know, fit with current times, but looking like it's been here forever.
That sounds really good. Thank you so much. We're always looking in our design work for some sort of social authenticity. And not that that could be manufactured, but that there's an honest approach to that.
Do you think that there's any relation to that mindset with also being an artist?
Oh, absolutely. I look at both my practices. I'm a photographer, artist by training, and an architect by default, which has been really kind of a fantastic parallel opportunity in terms of creating a dialogue that has a huge relationship or is, in fact, very, very similar perspectives.
And we're here today, too, which is a great place to do an interview, but also because you're curating the gallery here.
Yes, I'm on the board here for Cine, and I'm the exhibition curator, coordinator, and that's one of my roles.
Tell us about the show that's up.
Well, it's a show by my great friend and great artist, Jennifer Hartley, who's a local here in Athens and has been for many, many, many years. She established the Grit restaurant, actually, was one of her callings, claim to fames. She no longer runs it, but she's painting full-time and teaching at SCAD in Atlanta, and so we're proud to have her work.
How do you feel about this notion of Athens being both a small town but on the national stage, artistically, musically, through food, through sport?
I think we're very lucky. You know, for a sleepy college town, it's a great platform for that sort of level of contribution. I feel like, and I don't know if this is true, but my theory as to why the music scene sort of exploded in the 80s from Athens is because there was absolutely nothing for kids to do here. And those kids were so bored that they created this really incredibly strong gestalt that allowed them to produce something that hit the national stage. That said, you know, that's happened in several fields here, particularly now in the food industry, but and we're really proud to have some great, you know, culinary contributors here in town.
What about for the visual arts?
The visual arts has a great base in terms of who's being brought in to teach at UGA. There's a really great broad swath of creative individuals in town who are producing art. We would all like to raise the bar here a little bit in terms of its presence and its stature in town in terms of an economic development tool.
It seems to me like there's definitely that undercurrent and the energy And now there's some kind of fun projects. You had mentioned Slingshot.
Slingshot is coming up. That's a great effort by our friend Kai Riddell. It's March 9th coming up, and will be a series of bands and performances coming through town. We're excited by that. There is a great initiatives coming out of UGA. The Wilson Center is being headed up now by this guy, Nicholas Allen, who has a lot of great energy. He's spreading a lot of funding around for some grounds up arts initiatives, which I think is probably the best way to go about creating that gestalt again. You know, Athens is...
Athens is cool.
We're trying to make it cool. We're trying to make it really cool to live here and to be sustainable, to have a cultural life, and to be very, attractive, to create a density that would provide us all the opportunity that would enable us to fully live here.
It's kind of nice, like, take Sine for a moment. Like, you can go next door and you can have dinner at the National, which is a fabulous restaurant, beautiful design. Come over here, grab a beer, see an art film. I mean, what more do you want?
It's pretty great. I live within walking distance, so I'm pretty happy.
One thing I've known over the years with doing Sidewalk Radio is that architects are great at describing audibly what you can see visually. Can we conclude today by just giving the listener an audible vision of what we got here at Sine?
Good question. We've got an open barrel arch truss building that houses a cafe, a little bar, the entrances to the theaters, lab, some offices up above. It's very open. It has a light and kind of airy feeling. The theaters are state of the art. The colors are turquoise and blue and white. There's great upholstery and great laughter in the background. So
I know. I see that bartender.
Yeah. Come have a drink at Sine and see a movie with us.
I like it. Is it too early to have a drink now?
I don't think so.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.